been 50 years since the hippie uprising bloomed in San Francisco and wilted shortly after. I went out to Haight-Ashbury in 1975, only 8 years too late. By then, flower power was dried and pressed. Steel bars were on the storefronts, and the streets were filled with zombies too drugged to leave in time. I left in a few hours, scratching my long-haired head where to go next. Hunter S. Thompson famously said in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas that there was a place in the foothills above Frisco where a person with the right kind of eyes could see where that bohemian, utopian tidal wave crested and finally broke. I'm pretty sure I found the archaeological proof of that high water mark. Just turned the truck around and headed home. A fictional place, as it turned out. An old Polish farmhouse with a barn, summer kitchen, well and hand pump, plus an outhouse. Cut wood for the hard winter to come and settle into work on a divorce. We wore icicles in our hair, not flowers. We picked at our marital wounds, and by spring the summer love was long since dead and buried. But, and yeah, Virginia, there's always a caveat. But some of those seeds from that era, passed bong to bong or secreted away in the short stints at communes, something remained fertile in those ill-formed dreams we had. Some lyric or other took root and grew in my personal darkness until finally it emerged a full-blown song. Tentative at first, I realize now, then more vigorous in the damp country air of the Pacific Northwest. We did go back to the land. We did set our souls free. We did realize, in the end, we are stardust, and we are golden, and we finally got ourselves back to the garden.